riches or what you grab. You will deny what yourself you share. What you want takes your power away. Hunter then becomes a prey.
Welcome to Be Simply. This is She, and I want to give thanks to each and every one of you that are connecting in this moment. Today we're connecting to our roots, food alchemy around spring and fall, or spring and autumn, as we are becoming to a peak point within these seasons, and then we'll be connecting with very significant equinoxes in the southern and northern hemisphere. And the reason I'm bringing up both hemispheres is because I try, when I'm teaching and working with others, to remind them that we are on a globe and we have other things going on the opposite location where we might be. And so you might be really north or really south, you might be really east, you might be really west. So to remember that there's this pattern that's happening, and sometimes you get to be in the continuum. That means that you're maybe at the center line where you just feel the rise and the fall of the sun, and you have more of a constant that stays that way. Or you might feel the polarities being really far north or south on the globe. So depending where you are, you're going to have a different relationship to everything that I'm saying, and that's why it's really important to remember a couple things. One is to remember that to do your best to eat seasonally in the area that you're in. In addition, if you have migrated from another location and your body is physically craving, the blessing, I guess, of these days are that those foods are available to us. Try to eat them as your body asks you to eat them. Be mindful of how you're getting them, and see if you can eat them in the corresponding season that they would ideally be grown in that region of the world. For example, mangoes. Let's say you're from India, but you're living in the North American continent. Try to consume those mangoes in the season that they're either available in North America continent, or that they would typically be grown, because that'll align you with that season. And see what happens, because right now we have things available in all different times and spaces. It's a little confusing. And then do your best to harvest and eat what can be grown locally, so that you can make that commitment. And you can always bring these spices and things like that that are a little less intrusive as far as having to like ship mangoes from far away to consume them. You might be able to eat some of the spices from your homeland to keep you in that resonance and remembrance, and also let your body have what it needs, because it more than likely needs some of those foods from that region. So sometimes there's blessings to why we're growing food the way we are these days, because we've migrated all over the globe and we are a global society called humanity. So as we come to this height and look at our food, this is a great time to understand that we are in two different opposing wood and metal. They're doing a dance. They're mirroring one another. That's liver and lungs. So liver, as I've mentioned in previous episodes, the wood element in springtime is associated with patience, so you can practice your patience. Metal, on the opposite side of the planet, is vigor. And this is really interesting, because we're building momentum in the northern hemisphere, and in the southern, it's time for retreat, inward time. So two supplemental grains that can support you in the seasons are oats, wheat and oat, and rice, if you're in the southern hemisphere. So to also think about this, and then you might have the inclination, if you're from the southern hemisphere or have a deep connection, that you might want to be eating these. Imagine if we were eating our grains according to the season, and you can start to play around with this and see what happens, rather than always eating the same thing. There's a reason we switch it up. So our opposing colors for these seasons are green and white, and our opposing and balancing tastes are sour and pungent, and we are doing a dance between the east and west. So those are great times to connect to those orientations, see what's on the opposite, and see where you're standing, to see how you can connect with them. So to balance this these things. So wood, which is interesting, there's tears, and for metal, there's mucus as far as the fluid that's emitted. Lungs are associated with the grief. And then if you think about the liver, it has a bile and really does a lot of filtration for your entire body. And so I kind of feel this oily substance that gets emitted from the liver and processed throughout the body. So again, we have these opposites supporting one another. So if you can think about that, to really think about all your directions, and then also to think about how the southern hemisphere is supporting the northern and the northern supporting the southern, is a great way to have a relationship. And then you always have the reminder of the east and the west, depending on where you are on the globe and how the sun is rising and setting. So you can continue to address anger and impatience during the season, and then for those that are in autumn, grief, melancholy, allow yourself to be supported. So what does this mean for food? So you can look locally, and this again is going to depend where you are, what to eat, and how to support yourself. The one thing I wanted to point out before we go any further is that, just to have a reflection as to what's going on for you right now. Have you noticed your body? Has your body been giving you signs? Have you been wanting to do something different, and have you taken action? So what we're going to do is we're going to listen to the rest of that song by Chris Berry, and it's called King of Me, and it can be Queen of Me or the androgynous king and queen that exist within you. And as you connect to his words, think about the wisdom that you're in charge of you. So as I've mentioned in other segments, that we do not need to do trend dieting. And I love that people share their stories, because this is really helpful for people that might have a similar condition or a similar approach. They can be inspired by you. So it's beautiful that people are sharing their inspiration around food. But I always caution everyone to really investigate what's going on within you, learn to listen to you, and make sure that you're supported, meaning it may not just be one person. You might need a Western medical doctor. You might need an Eastern medical doctor. You might need a shaman. You might need yourself. You might need just some friends and family and love, whatever it might be, to bring yourself into harmony as it relates to food. Understand that when we bring ourselves in harmony with food and with Mother Earth, that we will be much more harmonious in everything we do. This week I was completely amazed. I was listening to the radio and realized that people do eat a lot of fast food still. I was almost shocked, because it was a radio station and they all knew the food. And this was a conversation that me and some friends were having last summer on a trip back from Arizona, about what people found so special about certain foods. Remember, where you can get fresh food, and there's always a supermarket really close to, usually to fast food chains, that is not whole healthy food. And I hope that all the fast food chains come to become fresh food chains. I really hope they get inspired to start serving food that can help our society versus actually make them ill. So if you are a lover of fast food, maybe make more conscious choices, take baby steps, and remember, there's usually a supermarket, and I'm sure you can get an organic piece of fruit or vegetables in there, at least something that's freshly made from a deli counter, depending what it is. But think about that, and it's usually a lot less expensive and just as fast, because it doesn't take that long to cruise through the produce aisle and the nut aisle. Those are great staples to sustain self, especially on a road trip. So as we dive in to here, let's think about what's going on for your body. Think about you being in charge of you and taking responsibility for you. No one else is responsible for you except you. As you come into the world and as you exit, that's all you got to rely on. So listen to Chris Berry, take some breaths, do an evaluation of where your body is right now, how your diet has been, and where you're really inspired to acquiesce to or continue to support in the next.
In the clutches of what you grab, you wield the knife, but you're self you serve. When what you want takes your power away, hunter then becomes the prey. Release now from my bands, by the strength of my own hands. I am the king of me, yeah, my destiny. I'm the gatekeeper for my mind.
Like silent refused by the drum.
To these forces deep, I will not succumb.
Inspired, be the king or queen of you, or both, the king and queen, being in perfect harmony and balance. So hopefully you were able to create a check-in right there. Part of the information that I'm sharing with you is being referenced from Paul Pitchford's book, Healing with Whole Foods. I've mentioned it several times. It'll be a continual reference in my work, as it is full of information that really takes attention if you want to sip it up. In addition, that's a great point, is that if you really want to make changes in your life and you want to return yourself to a holistic way of living for yourself and others, you got to start with self and just be that. And then being that embodiment does it, because you're that and you can focus on other things. Oftentimes we get really, really excited when maybe we've had a change or a shift. I watch this when I take people on retreat or teach them to meditate or inspire them to cook differently or be in relation to earth differently. And that ignition, that excitement, is that inspiration to help with your inner flow, what your destined flow is within the universe. So spend the time to really think about what that ignition is giving you, what the food is giving you, what whatever inspiration has ignited you and that you want to shout from the mountaintop, rather than do that, take the time to embody it, improve, deepen your practice. And this is a journey that can take a long time, and that's okay because it's richer that way. It's like growing a crop. If you allow some of those plants to stay, you have a relationship with them, and you deepen that relationship. You don't just keep pulling out the foods because you want it to look beautiful and pretty at all times. You actually allow the crop to do what it needs to do, just like we need to allow ourselves the time to do that and get to know ourselves. So by investigating food, you start to investigate your biology, you start to investigate your emotions and your relationship to the foods that are grown locally around you, and in addition, getting the support where you might need it, especially if in this lifetime you moved from one continent to the next. It's really important that you are satiating your biology with the foods from that region. And again, you can do that through spices, you can do that through recipes, lots of different ways. So what I wanted to share next is that within the springtime and our attunement to what's going on, that we have the liver, we have the gallbladder, as I mentioned, and cleansing that. And when we take the time to evaluate what's going on our body on a daily basis and live from a proactive standpoint rather than going for the same thing over and over again and say, okay, this is going to be a little difficult. It's similar if you've ever had surgery and you have to get out of the bed for the first time, or if you've delivered a child and you have to get up and move. That first moment, or if you got out of shape and you have to start your regime back up because you know that's for the wellness of you, it's hard. It's hard to get over that hurdle. So to really set the perspective that if you go for fast and hard and immediate changes, that you're going to have to be mindful of the transition from that immediate change to next. If you say, well, you know what, I want to make long life changes, then it's going to be more gradual. And that way it'll stay with you, and you'll have the time to address the emotions and the healing that more than likely is needed to take place. So in Paul's book, he talks about the potential for liver renewal, which these examples are so important because so many people on a daily basis are diagnosed with dis-ease. And that dis-ease is not just about the physical body. It's the body is reflecting what's not in harmony. It's the result. It's similar if you don't change the oil in your car for a very long time, you're going to have a result in the mechanics of that car, the same with the body. So sometimes Western doctors, and no offense to any of you that are listening, but because of legalities, they tend to opt out at times, and more of them are starting to shift and look at it a holistic perspective, and sometimes are required, depending on where they work, to give worst case scenario, and sometimes to say, hey, you're not going to make it. That's not really the case, because if you think and look out to nature, you'll understand and remember that, you know, the bears don't have Prozac out there, the deers don't have colon cleanses, there's all this ability for them to be supported, the birds know how to get supported. It doesn't mean that death doesn't occur, but if you really think about it, there's not the aging process that is imposed by the psyche and the mass psyche of the human species. There's this outside influence that doesn't exist in nature in its simplest form. The good news is that if you are inspired and you want to regenerate, that you have the opportunity to do that. However, it's going to take time. I had a dear friend that gained over 300 pounds. He was an emotional eater. He had abandonment issues. And he just decided he was going to do it. He set out on a course to start walking first and ate salads for an entire year. And then as soon as he lost enough weight that he could start running and doing other exercises, he did, and then became an Ironman triathlete. And that was his wellness and healing process. And even within that journey of becoming an athlete like that, he had different ways to heal some of those compulsions, because we have to remember sometimes we go from one extreme to the other and the healing process hasn't occurred. It's just we're replacing it. But the good news is that he got in physical wellness and knew what felt better than satiating himself with a large pizza, that he took the time to find those different abilities. And then over life, his life so far, he's taken the responsibility to continually do the deep work to address what's come up and find ways to keep himself in harmony, even in a holistic lifestyle, to keep himself in harmony in there. So on page 330 of this book, he shares a story of a musician that was diagnosed of dying from liver failure with no hope of survival. And basically, he followed a planned a cleansing program. So if any of you out there are listening and really want an inspiring story, you can look this book up, page 330, and you can look at his regime. I would recommend, if you have severe damage from liver and drug use, that you get assistance from people that are used to monitoring this and can help you. It might be a couple sources. It might be a doctor, for one. It might, and that might be Western and Eastern. It might be also someone that is passionate about food, that can help assist you with inspiration around food and cooking. And then it might also be other supplemental supports like acupuncture, sound therapy, yoga, meditation. All these things can support you as you move in that direction. So if you're one of those people and you don't know where to go and you'd like to have an idea, feel free to email me. I'm happy to send you a couple ideas, inspirations, and directions. You can do that at SuzanneToro@gmail.com. So the other part that we can look forward to on the opposite side when we do this flip to autumn and the southern hemisphere, and we will experience the autumn in the north and they're experiencing it in the south, is that we'll know that we need lung support. So this dance that we do from one side to the other is really important, and that's the element of metal. And so if you can think ahead proactively, like, okay, right now I'm in the northern hemisphere and I'm addressing my liver, my gallbladder, I'm cleansing and doing renewal, and I'm going to eat foods that support that and maybe really tune into what I need to do for myself. But I'm also going to acknowledge that I probably have some grief. I have some sticky lung and colon-related emotional attachments that aren't removed, that haven't been moved. So if you can prepare yourself for that, just like you would crops in the field, that you say, okay, when I get there, I'm going to do that. And then, wow, everyone in the southern hemisphere, whether they're aware of it or not, they're having the opportunity to do this inner work at this time. And you know what? I can send them some support that way. I can send them some patience and perseverance, and they can send me some vigor. So start to think of it this way, and that how we can support our whole community and really tune into how we can prepare ourselves as we enter these seasons. What's interesting in the metal element is that fiber is really used to cleanse the lungs and the colon, and these are really helpful for cancer patients too. So knowing that we have colon cancers that are predominant in the male embodiment, and that we have lung disorders, a lot of asthma for children, that there's unresolved emotions that are ready to be moved. So we can use our local foods to help support us during this time. And they don't all have to come from what you would think. We can go to vegetables and fruits, and here's a sample of a meal for those that are wanting to balance out some of their metal. And some people might have to balance their metal year around, especially if you have asthma, is broccoli, carrot, daikon, kelp soup, apples and pears, which are really healing to the liver. So knowing that you're supporting something on the other side of the planet when you're having these. And again, the beauty is if you do need this support year-round, that right now, because the way we're growing food, we're growing it for our global community from all over the world and spreading it everywhere. So you don't have to feel guilty if you need some of these foods to keep you in balance, but just try your best to eat locally, seasonally. But if you do have a condition that needs to be addressed, give thanks that you can get these foods in that moment. So to sign out from today, as I post this on my site, we will be sharing some recipes that are really cleansing, both to support the northern and southern hemisphere in the season, and you can look for those in the next week on SuzanneToro.com under the Roots section. And as we sign out, I inspire all of you to just tune into your body. We're going to listen to a little Suzanne Sterling, Jai Ma, the Freedom Song. And this mantra, Jai Ma, is just to surrender. Surrender to yourself. Listen to yourself. Get out of your head about whatever might be happening. If you need support, please feel free to email me at SuzanneToro@gmail.com. I'm a lover of life and food and our roots, and hoping that we can reconnect to food, water, and shelter in a mindful way that can continue to regenerate us all for many, many lifetimes to come. Until next time, this is she signing out with a deep bow, a full heart, a soft gaze, a big smile, and a namaste. Be simply.
I'm standing here before you. I dance under your moon. I am naked here before you. Bag of bones. I cannot see my way. I cannot see anything at all. I'm standing at crossroads. Which way to go. And I am down here, sometimes all I see is despair. Sometimes I hear music, I hear music.
I wanna see